Sam, is that Premier League football secured for West Ham next season?
Oh, I'd say almost. I think that we never, as a manager, jumped the gun too much about, because we're not mathematically certain. But I think it's like very difficult for any of the bottom three to catch us now. I think that the importance of this victory in the true sense today was a six-pointer for both of us, because it draws us 3 points away and they don't get any closer to us, which Gus would have been thinking, wow, we've got to win this one. This is more important than winning anybody you play against who's in the top half of the table. And we've increased the distance between us and them by 3 points, which is a big safety net with only six games to go.
What pleased you most about the performance? Because, as you say, it was a huge game and they were at home and their crowd really got behind them when they pulled one back.
Well, I think that the taking of the chances, the providing of the opportunity to score goals, I think the quality that we showed was the most pleasing thing for me. And I think that I think the only thing that disappointed me was that Stuart Downing didn't actually finish the one that he got through on, because you could say that was probably our best chance of the game. But, you know, our analysis lads do tell me that the goalkeeper made an unbelievable save and just got it touched around the post. So it's not a bad miss, it's a fantastic save. And I thought we were going to run the game out pretty comfortably then, but then Johnson popped up by bending one in, and you can feel your stomach when you're a manager churning at that point, thinking they're going to throw everybody forward now. Even the goalkeeper was going up at the end with 6 minutes still to go, and any slip at that stage when it's 2-1, it could be very costly, but the lads didn't.
And it must be really hard as a manager on the touchline, because I noticed when they scored, you stayed seated in the dugout for a while and then almost kind of couldn't help coming up and directing the team. Are you thinking, don't panic?
Well, what I'm thinking is, what do I do now to protect the lead? What do I do to make sure that we don't slip up anymore and we win this game? And for me, the opposition, in the position they're in now, are going to throw more and more men forward. So for me, from a tactical point of view, I had to put the extra defender in the middle, because they would start throwing more balls into the box, more balls high into the box, which they did. And having the extra man like a Roger Johnson, who's, you know, as good in the air as Winston Reid and James Tompkins, meant that we coped with it very, very well indeed. So in the end, it was the right tactic, it was the right change, because we've won.
You were talking about clinical finishing. Just a word on Andy Carroll. You must have been delighted to see him get his second goal of the season, because it has been a really difficult campaign for him.
It has, yes. And I mean, you know, not back too long, not match fit yet, and two goals already in four or five starts. Keep it up, Andy.